This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Once again, it still feels like Thanksgiving, right? For some of you, you're swinging into Black Friday. In fact, Black Friday really starts on Thursday. Some people get up from the table and they immediately race out to get those great deals. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours the best of holidays. This starts it all, although you could say back in October we roll out the pumpkin pie and the candy, and this is where you got to be careful. I got up this morning and I walked for 3 miles. That's my deal. I'm going to walk every day for 3 miles. I'm going to report back. You're my accountability partners, America. I'm going to report back to you how I did. So there were a couple of football games that were pretty interesting on this holiday. You just heard the OSU marching band. And if we look at what happened at the Macy's Day Parade, it was a parade. So how about that? It wasn't such a nightmare. So Charlie Brown was blown up, inflated, and was part of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's the 92nd time they run that Thanksgiving Day Parade. Spectators were on hand, even though the temperatures were freezing. Some of the coldest temperatures they say they have ever seen. The winds made it like the mid 20 temps feel more brutal for the coldest turkey day in the Big Apple in more than a century. In fact, the forecasts setting a record. The last record was like 1901. It was 19 degrees in Central Park. But the winds weren't as bad as they thought the winds were going to be. So that meant that you could, you know, have the balloons going. And that's huge. And this parade, you just heard, like I said, the OSU band. I think it's cool because you got 1,500 dancers, you got cheerleaders, you got 1,000 clowns, you got Broadway performers, you got the cast of Mean Girls, My Fair Lady, celebrities are out there from the old school Diana Ross to Kelly Clarkson to John Legend. And even though it's cold, it's always thrilling for them to be a part of it. And then, of course, the NYPD, they have their heroes, they put them out there, and I think that's a brilliant thing to do. And actually, on Wednesday night, so before Thursday, this should be on your bucket list, and I think I mentioned this before, but on Wednesday night, they do a balloon inflation ceremony near the Museum of Natural History, and it's like the coolest thing ever. It is. And they were worried that SpongeBob SquarePants, Ronald McDonald, Olaf from Frozen, that they wouldn't, you know, that they wouldn't make it into the parade, but they did. So thousands of people, they just roam around the Upper West Side, you know, museum as they get a chance to glimpse the balloons. And then I think there was, like I said, concerns that the balloons wouldn't be ready. But the balloons were ready because it was okay despite the wind. But that strong snow on Friday in other parts of the East Coast, like New England, traffic havoc. I mean, rain, snow, ice, just brutal. Also hit the Midwest. All kinds of headaches. South, northeast, a foot of snow in some parts. Oh, snow. Were you getting out your shovel? 200,000 customers in 4 states didn't have power. And it was just, you know, brutal for so many. And like I said, I feel for you peeps that have to deal with that. It's so different it's so different for the people that had to deal with that than what the rest of us are dealing with, which is traffic nightmares and all of that and flight delays, etc., but not some of that weird wintery mix stuff that you had to deal with. But the cold temperatures, that's for sure. And the Macy's Parade, like I said, that's the key thing. The Macy's Parade went on. But how about those couple of those football games worth mentioning? And when I say those football games worth mentioning, there was 3 football games. You know, we do the nail the score thing. There was 3 football games on Turkey Day, and one of them was the Cowboys and the Redskins. The final score was 31-23. We do this nail the score thing Wednesday into Thursday where you get to call 855. Keep this number handy. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. and tell me when I pick the game of the week who you think will win and what the score is going to be. So the score, the Cowboys had a record setting game for Amari Cooper, 8 catches, 180 yards, their new wide receiver. He's only been with him a couple of games, traded from the Raiders, and 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott, almost 300 yards, couple of touchdowns. Ezekiel Elliott, 121 yards on the ground and a touchdown. So the key is, though, the Cowboys now tied for the NFC East with the Redskins with that victory. But the key is it was our nail-the-score game. So for America Tonight listeners, we had guesses like Dan in Texas had Dallas 30-27. We had Sharon in Maine say the Redskins, so she was out of it. I had the Cowboys 31-21. I was the closest. I was the closest bummer. Pete in Texas said that it was going to be the Redskins 28-20. And Dan in Texas, I think I said this, he said 30-27, Dallas, if I didn't need it. So no winners on that one. And then everybody else that emailed us, there were 6 different emails. So a lot of emails, thanks for that. But nobody got it right in the emails. But the Cowboys definitely got it right. And then the Bears got it right. And they had Chase Daniel, who had to play at quarterback because Alex Smith, with a gruesome injury, broke his leg in 2 places. And the Bears beat the Lions 23-16. So they're now 8-3. Do you believe it? Wow. Incredible. So as I said in the beginning, you heard a little bit of the band. Woohoo! But the Macy's Parade is the coldest parade on record. So that is official. Coldest parade on record. Wow. And then this story from the White House, and of course this was floating around, but Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen visited a San Diego beach earlier in the week, and she was looking at the razor wire that was installed on the U.S.-Mexico border. The White House has authorized active duty military troops stationed along the southwest border to use lethal force if necessary. That's a big, significant change in the support role they had been tasked with in the past. That's interesting because for 140 years, we haven't had that. And White House Chief of Staff John Kelly signed a memo late Tuesday, so early in the week, a couple days ago, expanding the mission of the 5,800 troops to include protecting customs and border agents. And that's, again, a big contrast to what we've seen in the past. And so what are we going to see along that border? And what's happening now is that you've got a lot of people trying to be processed and seeking asylum. Donald Trump, the president, tweeted out a couple of days ago that there's a lot of criminals in the caravan. We're going to stop them, catch and detain. Judicial activism by people who know nothing about security and safety of our citizens is putting our country in great danger, not good. So there we sit with that. And it is absolutely a holiday weekend and a big Thanksgiving, and I'm wondering what you're all grateful for. I hope you had a chance today to think about what you're all grateful for. I want to say I am so thankful for all of you and your support over the 10 years I've been doing America Tonight through thick and thin. You've been there for me, and I appreciate all of you. I appreciate my family and friends and the support for my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, out by Forbes, that came out a week or so ago. So stay with us. We're going to hit the mailbag next here on America Tonight. Something told me it was over when I saw you and her talking.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295. 895-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for all the emails. You know, I can never get to all the emails. And this week I got a lot of emails from so many of you, meaning our mailbag. So if I go into our virtual room, our mail room here at America Tonight, I'm going to just dive right in. And I give thanks to all of you, as I said in our first segment, for all the support. I appreciate it. I even got this one from Keith who says, "Lady, hang in there. If you were a guy, you'd probably be making millions. No offense to George Norrie. I like him. I think he's a cool guy, but I think you do a hell of a show, and I know you're going to make it." Thank you for that. So that's like assuming I haven't made it, but I'm just kidding. No, I don't make the big bucks, but of course, I love doing the show. I love the support of GCN and all the people who were there propping me up, and all of you who were there for me as well. No question about it. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Cooper, and Cooper says, "Kate, I couldn't believe it. I was watching the Macy's Day Parade, and boy, could you see everybody's breath as they were sitting there bundled up like Nanook from the North, as my mother used to say when we'd go out and play in the snow." And I just don't think, as much as I might like tradition, that I would be one of those people that would be braving those temperatures and think it was worth it. I'm sorry, I'd be inside and I'd be watching, I don't know, the parade. If I wanted to do it, I'd be watching the parade. That's exactly what I would do. And one thing I noticed is I think that the performances are lip-synced. Is it true that they're lip-synced or not? It is interesting that you say that, because they have to lip sync on the parade, because the floats don't have the capacity to handle the sound requirement for a live performance. So even John Legend promised his fans that couldn't be said for his concerts. He said he's going on this legendary Christmas tour promoting his album, and he said, I hope you know if you come to my shows, the vocals are 100% live. And he tweeted out, we all have to lip sync, and that's the deal. And of course they have to do that, because how would you have that equipment? How would you have that kind of equipment on these floats? And the answer is you wouldn't have that equipment at all. So good on him. All right, how about this? We move to this one from Sam I Am. Hi, Sam I Am. We haven't talked to you in a long time. Kate, I heard people asking you through other mailbags about Black Friday and stores, and I was wondering about stores and when they're open and how you feel about them being open on Thanksgiving. Well, you know what? I mean, look, they're trying to make a buck, so grocery stores, of course, are going to be open, and then they're going to close maybe early, and that's what happened. I think a lot of grocery stores do that. They close in the afternoon on Thursday, and then they're open on Friday, so they kind of cut back their hours. But you know what? I mean, here's the thing. Most stores are open all day, like with Walmart, Thanksgiving, in-store, Black Friday, starting, they start the sales at 6 o'clock in the night. And this has, like, become what's normal, that people will go out and they try to get the bargains. So in trying to get the bargains, they're willing to do what it takes, including go out and wait in lines or be there on a Thursday when they jump up from the table. I don't get that. And especially, I think now everything is so much is ordered, right? And I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. I mean, if it's like your tradition and you like doing that, so that's what I'm saying, Sam, then people, that's what they do. And you got all kinds of new gadgets, and I guess there'll be some deals that you'd have to be in line for. And they say the best-selling gadget, though, of 2018 is going to be the Apple iPhone, of course. And it's always one of the best-selling products that's out there. And they're saying that, you know, really you're looking at probably 200 million units or so, and that nothing even comes close to that. In fact, there was a SurveyMonkey audience poll, and they did it on USA Today. And what's interesting is a lot of people picked the Samsung Galaxy S9 phone as the top pick, because I think of all the things it can do, the photos. So many people use it for photos. So maybe that kicks the butt of, it's not going to kick it totally, but maybe it takes away a little profit from the iPhone. Apple, like, just owns it all, right? That's it. It just owns it all. That's the deal. I hope some of you are having an insanely fun time as you listen to this somewhere, enjoying Thanksgiving. Maybe, and sometimes people do this, they take Thanksgiving, and instead of spending it with family, they do a rare thing where they take a vacation. So they go somewhere they wanted to go. A lot of times it can be in cold weather places to go skiing or whatever. And they just celebrate that way because they have extra days off. And I say, good on you if you're doing that. I know some people that did that, where they took trips where they went to Mexico, or they went to, like, there's always these insanely cheap winter vacation destinations. I was just looking at a bunch of them. And I mean, even in the States, you know, like going to Asheville, North Carolina, that you can go take brewery tours and go to the downtown area and do a lot of really fun things there. But you can also go overseas, or go to places like Seattle, which, depending on where you're listening, from the East Coast, it can be pretty expensive. But in the winter months, they say you can get round trips from even a Boston or Baltimore for like $250. That is cheap. And if you don't mind that it's cooler, then have at it, right? Why not? Do that. Use that as your Christmas treat. So the Christmas treat is that you go off and you actually spend some time with your family or friends or, you know, whoever. Because time is the thing, right? Time is the thing we never have enough of. Or we complain that we don't have enough time. You might be going to the movies, and we always do that cheap movie review. We did it earlier this week where we were talking about Creed 2 as one of the big movies, or an interest in Creed 2. And here we go again. The Rocky saga continues. How interesting is that? You know, Creed 2 pays homage to Dolph Lundgren, says, the villain that he played. So you've got his son fighting, and you've got Adonis Creed fighting, who's Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is who plays him. And it's, I guess I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but it looks pretty, I don't know, it looks pretty interesting. Let's put it that way. And they always seem to find, I mean, why would they do a Rocky 7 if there was no interest? And the answer is, there was enough interest to do it, so that's why they did it, because there were people that were interested in it. So that's what Hollywood does. If they now it's like the remake. If you've got the right stuff and people are going to it, then yeah, then you know what? Then we're going to keep making those movies. Sylvester Stallone is no dummy. Smart guy. All right, how about this? A glut of cranberries in Wisconsin. They say it means that 25% of the crop could actually be thrown. And I think of cranberries because this is the time of year where people eat cranberry sauce and cranberries and even put cranberries on the tree. One year my mother, oh, it was exhausting. God rest her soul. She had us string, meaning I did a lot of it, popcorn and cranberries. She had a beautiful tree always. It got popcorn and cranberries for the tree. It took forever. I was so whipped after that, I got to tell you. I was so whipped. But I did it. You take the needle, you know, thread it, etc. So this year, you'd definitely be able to do it. A flood of surplus of cranberries. 25% of the crop, like I said, being discarded, even spread on fields as fertilizer. Why are they doing this, though? To protect the growers' prices. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture actually authorized them to withhold a large portion of berries from the market so they could get back in balance with the demand. Hundreds of millions of pounds of the fruit could be used as fertilizer or animal feed. Some of the glut could actually be donated to charities or sold overseas to keep it out of the marketplace. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Crazy. Wow. And I mean, but that's what you do. That's what they do. That's what they're there for. They're there to make sure that these guys don't get jobbed over it. And that's what can happen. You know, that's absolutely what can happen. By the way, I got this from, as I'm kind of going off in this rabbit hole, I got this from Michael, who says, Kate, do you have a drone? And what do you think is going on with drones? I like that wide open question, drone. I do. I have two drones, and we used to fly them across the street in our park, and then they got caught in the tree, would knock down, and we just crushed one of them, and so my friend crushed one of them, lost it, and then sent us another one. So it's funny you say that. I was just thinking, you know what I might do during the holidays? Fly the drone. So thanks for that question, Michael. All right, because I went down the rabbit hole, I'm going to go to another one. This one is from Kim, and Kim says, Kate, what's your favorite Christmas movie? You know, what is my favorite Christmas movie? Because I'm usually with kids, young kids, like Frosty the Snowman, The Grinch. I like The Grinch. When I was a kid, I loved The Grinch. Yeah, it was awesome. All right, I'm going to introduce you to Joyce Lewis coming up next. You don't want to miss her. She's an awesome lady that I got to know. She's coming up, so stay with us here on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
I want to thank you all for serving. Today we thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
I'm thankful for my children.
For my family, my beautiful family.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The show, Joyce Lewis. She's written a fantastic book called Planting Seeds of Hope. Wait till you hear this woman's story. I'm telling you, I talked to her before we taped this interview and before we talked, and I just, wow, she blows me away with the kind of life that she has lived and the people that she's helped. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about where you came from and what happened in your life that changed everything, because I think there's a lot of people and a lot of women, just but people in general, who feel kind of hopeless. They're in situations that they can't get out of or they're afraid to get out of, and they feel stuck. What happened to you?
Well, I was in that situation. Unfortunately for all of us, there isn't any written instructions on how to raise children. We have to learn. And my parents went through the Depression, and they had their set of problems. And so it came from kind of a dysfunctional family to start with, where my dad was 18 when they got married and didn't really know about parenting, and my mother was very young too, and my father always wanted me to take care of my mother, you know, because he felt that she really had gone through a lot in her life. She lost her parents at a very young age. So no one's fault that we go through dysfunction. It's just what it is. We have to learn and grow out of it. And So I went from that to teenage years and being no direction, no real set of goals or any prospect of anything other than just finding my way. It was like a maze, going through a maze, finding your way through. And even at a young age, at 8 years old, I was really going through that. So when I got to be a teenager and become very independent because I really didn't have family structure, became like a wild child, kind of out there trying to find my way and struggling, and just met a man and thought that my life was going to change because he was had everything that I wanted in a husband. And we got married and had two children, and everything was wonderful. But he came from a background of dysfunction himself. And so there were just a lot of issues. We were two dysfunctional parents ourselves in a way. We tried to be good parents. He was a very good provider, and we tried to do all the right things as parents, but we didn't really know. We were kind of going blind too. So after a long time, our communication totally broke down, and I really felt I needed help, so I went to therapy. Long story short, I wound up getting a divorce because my ex-husband really didn't want to go to therapy and he thought I needed to go. So that was the whole thing. So then I left, had my own apartment, got my own apartment, and struggled for 2.5 years. And I just remember being in my apartment saying, there's just got to be a better way to live. And that was my statement to myself, just saying, there just has to be a better way to live. And sure enough, God was listening. So things started changing in a major way for me. I started going to church, and I was going to classes about what makes dysfunctional families? Why do we live this way? Why do we treat each other this way? It was just I got to be such a desire for me, got to be the most important thing in my life, to really find out how we can all in a relationship, how it works, and how I could change myself. I know I can't change others, but how could I change myself to be able to have a relationship, a close relationship? Because I never really had that. I never knew what that was. So in going through church, I found the first relationship that I had to really pay attention to is my relationship with Christ. To me, after going through years of church, realizing, and also therapy, realizing that was the most important thing I needed to do in my life. So after that, I was going to church and continuing, and I met my second husband, which changed everything. I mean, for me, I really hadn't committed my life to Christ yet. I mean, I was still skating on, going to church and trying to be good and all those things. But when I met him, he and I had both gone through dysfunctional families, and we didn't want to be a dysfunctional family anymore. So we focused on the Lord and put the Lord at the center. He was starting a business at that time when he and I were dating, and he wanted me to help him. And so I was doing part-time work with him and setting up the business. And we got excited about the future of the business and just each other and planning things we could do together. And I mean, it just snowballed into this relationship of friendship and eventually deep love and commitment and all the things that are right in a marriage. And so we, after much discussion in 2 years, we got married, and we had a blended family that he had three children and I had two. But this became the Lord just opened doors for us of incredible journey. He and I were able to travel with our business. Our business was successful, and the success of our business was truly on relationships with others. We learned what that was about, and we had a successful business that actually, we had four times the income we started with. And so it was just an amazing journey. We traveled to Europe and we were making other connections in our business and just had this wonderful romance doing it while we were doing it. And it was just like God just opened up this flood of opportunities for us to do these things. We wound up taking a trip to Israel with our church, which is the Crystal Cathedral. That's where we met. That's where we got married. And that's what we devoted our time to when we were in this, you know, back home. And our children benefited from that in a lot of ways, but also there was a lot of still dysfunctional situations going on in our family. Not, thank God, the majority of the kids were just wonderful and we had a very good relationship, but there was still a lot of tension, and so we had to go through that, which was not easy. And so we had our problems, but we kept our faith at the center of everything, everything, our work, our relationship, our kids, and everything was about Christ. Everything was about being in a relationship with Him and praying to Him about all our fortune and all of it. So that's kind of where that was. I just felt I had a need to give back. To give back what Christ had given me internally, and I decided to do a ministry called was called Transitions. After we retired, well, even before we retired, I was also doing the same kind of self-esteem workshop with battered women in Irvine, California, that I started because I had just been connected with a lot of people that were still in abuse, and it hurt me to see that happening. And I just felt I could give back, you know, something that Christ had just put on my heart to address. This was, I felt, my purpose because of just everything that happened to me. So after I was at the shelter, where we were going to move to Boulder City, Las Vegas area. And so when we were going to move there, the women at the shelter said, you've got to promise that you'll continue doing this. It's so important. Women need this. We don't want to see you go, you know. And I mean, they were so insistent. So I decided to get recommendations from the counselors so that if I did find an opportunity in Las Vegas or Las Vegas area to do it, I had the recommendations from the counselors. And sure enough, I hadn't been in our new home more than 3 weeks. And at the church that we had decided to go to there, that was a big church, they had an altar call for women that are going through terrible abuse, and verbally and emotionally and physically. I mean, just bad abuse. So I started a ministry there through the church helping me and through all their guidance and classes that they gave me on leadership and all those things. And this is where I was really baptized and really became a full-fledged believer in Jesus Christ. And watching those women as I was doing the class heal was the amazement. I couldn't be more sure of His faithfulness, and I could never say that Jesus is not who He is. And this is my message in the book, and I talk about the classes I gave to the women, and then I have their testimony in the book that they talk about how they're healing and about how we put the Holy Spirit at the center of our class, and how that just we blossomed. We were the caterpillars and then became the butterflies.
I love that. So planting seeds of hope. We want to continue this conversation. Can you hang through with us?
Sure.
Perfect. All right, and we'll continue this conversation again on America Tonight.
What?
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Joyce Lewis, she's written a book called Planting Seeds of Hope. And Joyce, you were telling us about the women that you got to know and how you got to help them and then got so involved in the ministry. And the one thing that you weave throughout the book, and I love this, and you said in the beginning, is everything, even with your family, your blended family, and what you went through and the incredible life of abundance you have with your husband, that always God was in the center of it, right? And is that a deep part of this message in the book?
Absolutely. I dedicated the book to Christ. This is, I feel, Christ's book. I have not really gone out and tried to, I bought books to sell because I wanted to talk to people one-on-one about this book. But I have not went to any big organization to try and sell it, because I really feel that it's the Lord's book. So every opportunity here again that I've had is the Lord. I have other possibilities of radio interviews and things that are coming up. And what's amazing to me is the Lord makes things happen. I don't. And that's the way it was in our business, and that's the way it was in me growing, and it's because I said one thing: there has to be a better way to live. And he kept opening doors to and showed me that the possibilities of life. And in fact, the whole thing in the Crystal Cathedral was about possibility thinking. So this is where my husband and I really learned that working together were the things that we could accomplish. And it was just through integrity and through honesty and through all those things that we fed into our business. So it was amazing to us that we became, and my husband, I have a whole chapter on him called The Story of Us, because he was my support and the love of my life. And if it wasn't for him, there would be no transitions or no ministry, because he's the one that encouraged me and kept me going. So, now he has Lewy body dementia. So, this has been a tough valley for me, but the Lord's carrying me again through this. And right now, I'm learning so much again, because it's the hardest time of my life, but yet I know that he's there with us, and we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
We've been married 30 years, and you know, I tell my husband every day that we'll never leave each other. We'll always be together. There's nothing that can tear our hearts away from each other, nothing.
Wow.
And so we are planted with the Lord that tight. We're that tight with him. So I really feel that, you know, the relationship, when you talk religion, I talk relationship.
Yeah.
The relationship with Christ is the whole reason.
Joyce,
and my whole reason.
Let me ask you this question. So when people read the book, what do you hope they take away from it?
I just hope that they understand that I'm going to read scripture here. Hope they understand that there's scripture at Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope." And there's where planting seeds of hope. The whole book is about, I try and give hope to other people through Christ. And a future, he says in Jeremiah, God will have the last word and it will be good. And I believe that so strongly. And I believe in talking from my heart.
What do you say, Joyce, and this would be so powerful. What do you say when you first meet people, or I'm sure when you've met women in a prison system, et cetera, and they feel like they don't have hope and they're not believers? They're atheists or they're disillusioned. What do you say to them?
The thing that I think mostly, and with me too, I had to make a decision. I could stay in my situation, or I could try another way. So obviously their way wasn't working when they're in the prison system, because they wound up in the prison system. And why didn't it work? I asked them questions about, well, why didn't it work? What was, you know, your contribution? I mean, were you hanging out with the wrong people? Were you going down the wrong road? You know, I always tell the women in my group that you go down the same road and you fall in the same hole and you expect different results. That's not going to work. You know, it is a commitment. Christ is a commitment. I mean, it's not an easy road either, but much more safer. And much more, to me, more realistic than what's happening in the world now.
Mm.
I mean, you see so much going on, and hatred and anger and frustration and people overworked. And I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I just feel the Holy Spirit guides me still to this day about making good decisions. And that's crucial to me. And it doesn't work that I call, you know, one foot in the dock and one in the boat when you go to church on Sunday and you really pray and you go through all these things. It's ritual, I will say, you go through. But we have to get serious about our faith. And getting serious about your faith is you're all in. In other words, you're all in the boat. And Christ says to you, I will not leave you. And you've got to believe that. So when you're in the boat, the boat's rocking, you don't want to jump overboard. You want to stay in the boat and stay with him. Well, that is the message.
Yes, so well said.
The message.
So well said. We have a couple of minutes left, and talking about planting seeds of hope. How come you named it Planting Seeds of Hope? I love that title.
Because I honestly feel that the Lord planted seeds of hope in my heart when I said to him, there's got to be a better way. And I, little seeds of hope started. I mean, he started with a mustard seed because it was just the beginning and it took a while. But those seeds grew. They grew in every way in my heart and growing constantly. And him opening doors of opportunity was the seeds growing. And now I was able to bear the fruit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was able to bear the fruit because I got to that point. But I had to grow and in that. But I never stopped believing. I never, ever stopped. Even in the hardest of hard times, I could tell you on and on things that had to happen to us. But never, ever in the hardest of times did we quit believing. So that is how then I, in turn, I feel, no, I didn't. Christ did plant seeds of hope in the women. I was the fruit for the women that he grew the plant. You know, he grew the branches. He gave me the fruit to be able to pass it on to other women.
Wow, that's such a beautiful sentiment. And I would imagine you've really touched the lives of countless, countless women. And this book can reach out for men and for women, by the way, Planting Seeds of Hope with Joyce Lewis. And Joyce, where can people find out more about you and where can they pick up your book?
Well, they can go to my website, and it's Planting Seeds of Hope, author Joyce M. Lewis, LEWIS.com.
Perfect. And we want to tell everyone to go there. And Joyce, too, just a quick update on your husband. You see your husband. I want everyone to know that story because you mentioned him and you mentioned the great life, but you see him all the time still. You go and see him, right?
And there's another thing that God did. He put him in a very, very good place. He's at the veterans home with, it's 5 minutes from my house.
Wow.
So, and I did not, I wanted to take care of him, but, you know, God just said no. I mean, the doctor said no, and his daughter said no, and the son-in-law said no. So, he's at the veterans home, but I can see him as often as I can. I try and see him every other day. But, you know, God is providing again. I mean, I'm able to be there for him, and the neighbors and our friends have shown up and been so gracious. We had our 30th wedding anniversary at the veterans home. They're rated 5-star and just really outstanding and the incredible people in Boulder City. And I talk about that in the book.
Wow.
Because,
wow.
I mean, we all need support.
Yes.
And I was just luckily blessed to move here to have all the support of a small town.
Yeah, and I think that's a good place to end, that I want people to be able to read your stories. And as Joyce said, there's plenty of places where you can pick up the book. Joyce, thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.